Hello, welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and we have a very special guest. We have a physician, a surgeon, a man who has practiced Raja Yoga with the BKs for 3 decades. Prashant Kakode is from Cambridge, England, and he is a remarkable man. Thank you for joining us, Prashant.
It is a great pleasure to be here.
So our topic is spiritual health, which is wonderful because the Raja Yoga part of you is spiritual and healthy. The surgeon part of you is a different type of health. Let's talk about the holistic spiritual side of it. What is the most important thing to get from this?
And it was just a simple common sense philosophy of health. If we are making a system of health, and if we are to ignore the heart and make a wonderful system, it will have failure. In our present system, that is worldwide and promoted, and we are enthusiastic about it, we completely ignore the soul, and we have got a system. And something of this kind, common sense tells us, will have problems. And what we see now over the past 50 years, 70 years, we thought this Western approach to health will create a major change, will have health for all, and will eradicate some illnesses. What we see is there are more illnesses today than even 50 years ago. Just in the last 30 years, we have 36 new illnesses.
Wow.
And things we were able to treat in the past, we cannot treat them. Every country, every city, we need more doctors and more hospitals. So the system, what we thought will provide us, it is not providing us.
Is this because we're treating the symptoms rather than the core causes?
It is more like that. Mm-hmm. From spiritual perspective, we are not going deep enough. If we get any pain, just a simple thing about life and health, if we get a pain, it is there to give us a message.
Right.
Any kind of pain. And message has to be addressed, and then the pain disappears. If I sit in the wrong posture, I need to change the posture. Answer is not to take a painkiller and continue to stay in that posture. Answer is not to stop the message. Spiritual medicine tells us that every illness itself is a message.
And so covering the symptom, you're saying, is very much like turning off the fire alarm to get rid of the fire.
It is like that, absolutely.
Let's say some of our viewers might be in physical pain right now with some malady. They want to do something. How would they go about the next step? Would they go to the doctor first? Would they ask themselves, what is it telling me? Would they go to a spiritual practitioner? How would that work optimally?
This is like long-term positioning and planning. Just like if one has some problem right now, he may need a relief of that, but he also need to take steps to prevent the problems.
I see. This isn't a knee-jerk, take one home shanti and see me in the morning. This is basically a way of life.
It is like that. It is like if I want good health for the next 20 years, I need to start paying attention to my diet and exercise today. Then I reap the reward for rest of the life. And the same thing applies at the spiritual aspect of it. If we put it in place, we continue to see its reward, because it is like, immediately there will be inner, feeling, well-being feelings. This will start, but body will also start us responding to this, and we prevent problems. But our life and our journey is long, and we have to take steps thinking, planning the long journey.
So some people might say, well, I have a genetic problem that goes through my family, but there's a field called epigenetics, which sort of says the interaction with our environment actually has some effect on our,
yes,
on our genes. So that also is on the spiritual side, to see myself as a soul who's taking care of a body.
That's right. Yes.
That's it.
Yes. So if certain functions at a deeper level, psychic level, at the mind level, if they are understood and addressed, it is as if we change the posture.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual medicine wants to pass the message that at present we are having a wrong posture at the level of our attitudes, at the level of our consciousness. And as long as we have a wrong posture there, pain will come. If I stop one pain will come in new form, and we struggle, and doctors are busy trying to reshuffle one problem by another problem. And so here we are saying, okay, let us see what is the deeper message here.
And doing that meditation, I would guess, is one of the good ways to find the inner messages for spiritual health.
Meditation still is a broad word, but also understanding, like we said here, my attitude. So what may be my wrong attitude here? One simple spiritual principle, is every attachment will bring pain. It brings instant pain at an emotional level, but it will bring pain at all levels. For example, I'm a guest in this city, and right now I create attachment to one small thing here. Immediately, there will be anxiety of losing it.
Yes.
As long as I remain a guest, I remain light and I'm happy and I'm enjoying this place, appreciating every little thing. But the moment I create attachment, I'm distracted. Pain starts. At present, we have created a culture that promotes more and more attachments.
Yes.
At all levels, social. But then attachments we create through the body and the senses, that will bring pain through the body and the systems, bodily systems.
So, like attachment to certain foods would,
yes,
be part,
yes,
of it?
Yes, that is one big area.
Mm-hmm.
So, sense indulgence. Is this broader thinking tells us that what I create in relationships, if I get attached in relationships,
mm-hmm,
dependent, I'll get pain through relationships. If I get attached through the body, bodily senses, I'll have to pay the account through the body.
So when the Buddha said life is pain because of the attachment, that's really,
yes,
somewhat,
yes,
what he was talking about.
That's right. Yeah, broad spiritual message, it will be like this. But in connection with physical illness,
mm-hmm,
so we at present think that body is there for pleasure, and a body is there to indulge. We are very, very confused at that level.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of body being the means for expressing my inner happiness, body is used to fill my inner emptiness. I create some artificial emptiness. And this whole range of indulgences that we see, it may create problems at a direct level, chemical level. Like if I drink 10 cups of coffee, I will have some problems with it.
Yes.
But it has also deeper spiritual reaction also.
The dependency is
dependency,
the problem.
Yes. And I may even superficially replace one thing by another thing. But that attitude of dependency,
mm-hmm,
that will bring the problems.
So, but part of this program is Yum Yum Yogi.
Yes.
So it's okay to enjoy the food that is in front of us. Is that right?
One of the emphasis there is also Yogi. Yum Yum also, but Yogi also.
Uh-huh.
Yogi means he is experiencing happiness at another level.
Uh-huh.
He knows higher truth. And then he is in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Because we cannot run away from this world here. You know, we are, you know, body needs some food. But you are giving food to the body as a trustee.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you are giving food to a horse, and there is no indulgence involved when I'm feeding the horse. I'm thinking what is good for the horse. You know, and you internally know something, your independence and your independent happiness.
So, as I don't own a horse, but I do have a dog who's a family member, and I love it when he likes his meal,
yes.
Which, by the way, is 99% dry dog food.
Yeah.
But it delights me that he does, but I'm not attached to the flavor of the food. That's
yes.
Sort of what I hear you say.
Yes, and in deeper inside you will think what is good for the dog rather than just what he likes for his
exactly.
palate. And you will also give him the right amount, then because otherwise he can be sick by eating too much of it. So you keep a control, there is a little freedom from the external desire. At present, our human, you know, satiety center is almost dysfunctional. We don't know when to stop.
Yes.
And we don't know our, you know, what the body needs. So something else has taken over, you know, and we need to bring that yogi in charge to say, this is right for the horse, and I stop there.
So in an evolutionary way, we still haven't adjusted to the refinement of sugar and flour and those things that the body doesn't naturally handle as well.
That's
the refined sweets, and that builds addictions of the body craving
yes.
if we're not careful with
yes,
that.
Absolutely. And body doesn't need this refined food, just our palate, you know, senses need this.
So
one small principle, I often tend to say this, you know, that can help. It is seen in studies with animals and with humans that it helps their health, but they live longer.
Mm-hmm.
And that principle is how much we eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, broad slogan for us to remember: first half of the meal keeps the body alive, and the second half of the meal keeps the doctor alive.
So we ought to stop at halftime, is that right?
Yes.
So the spiritual health then is really using our spirituality to affect our physical health by looking at ourselves as the trustee or caretaker of the body. Is that right?
Yeah.
Being in moderation.
Absolutely.
Of not being a slave to the body, but
yes.
having the spirit as having dominion over the body rather than the other side of it. Is
yeah.
that correct?
One is the understanding of it, but to change the inner posture, inner consciousness, that is like another level of shift.
Yes.
This is a start to come out of the attachments.
Mm-hmm.
But our wrong posture, you know, our false identification and ego, that is another huge wrong posture at the level of the consciousness. And that is another level we have to change. Until that is not changed, pain will continue.
So, you just brought to mind, as we're in this last minute, that we have perfect freedom, that the person that we think we are doesn't have any freedom at all. The ego is totally trapped in the game.
Absolutely.
And the soul is totally free to be.
Yes, absolutely. And we just need to be free from that ego rule.
Wow. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
And thank you for joining us. Goodbye.